All right, friends, thank you again for embracing the adventure together. This leader group is certainly a learning experience all around in all kinds of ways. And so we're just like our other normal small groups. We're just rolling with it. And especially with a group this size, it'll be an interesting thing to navigate over the course of the next couple weeks. But thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time out of full lives to be together, to learn and grow. Everyone should have a booklet that has the fall leader small group training booklet. For the next few minutes, we're just going to walk through some of the aspects of the booklet, and we'll do a little bit of brainstorming about this coming Sunday in terms of our small groups, first Sunday meals together. Tom, yeah, going on.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it. And and then as a ceremonial embodiment of what we want to be about in small groups, and really in terms of just the character of our church, we are going to do a foot washing ceremony. Now, before you are repulsed immediately, so we're taking a little bit of snippet out of the Maundy Thursday service, if you're familiar with the Book of Common Prayer service, modifying, it's not really, we're basically just using it as a reflection time. So we'll read John 13. You do not have to have your feet washed, but you are invited to do so as a part of the reflection time. So myself and Marianne will be a team, and we'll alternate in terms of washing feet of men and women, and Anne and Tom will be a team as well. So we'll put on some music, and mainly it's an opportunity to reflect on John 13, which actually I might have someone grab the slips. Katie, would you grab all the slips off the tables around? Okay, if there are more. So yeah, those, you'll need that for that time. So the primary thing is reflecting on Christ washing the disciples' feet. As an embodiment of that, we're going to invite you to have your feet washed this evening. So that's how we'll end our time. And yeah, obviously, I don't know if you, not obviously, I don't know if you had your feet washed before, but it's a very memorable experience, but it's also a very simple thing. So it's not like, pedicure or anything like that. You know, this is a worship music on, reflecting on a new commandment I give you, a little bit of splash and a little bit of pat with a towel. So no real foot contact, really. It's put your foot over the water and, you know, real simple baptism. Not even Vicar Todd baptism splash. Yeah, Presbyterian, more like that little clamshell, you know, and then a little wipe. But again, it's a great embodiment, remembrance of a new commandment I give you, love one another, that it's the servanthood of Jesus that we want on display in terms of our small groups, in terms of our whole life together, especially interpersonally. This is what it's meant to be together. So just giving you a heads up, I knew it would be helpful to give a little bit of runway. You know, you can prepare mentally, emotionally, if, you know, that's something that is helpful for you.
The dog, the problem with the dog is that if we, he's going to be barking if we, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can, and we can wash both feet, too.
Yeah, he's hunting the food, so.
Okay, so you have a booklet in front of you here. You know, again, embracing the learning posture. I'm not like indefinitely committed to always having booklets for every semester of small groups from here on out. But
I like your books.
But especially for this training time, to have something tangible that you can have with you, you can bring with you, take with you. In the booklet has the, you know, obviously table of contents. The whole second half of it is just resources for using for your own personal edification, or in terms of things that we might integrate in terms of Lectio Divina or sharing your story. And so spend some time with those resources. They're not exhaustive. It's kind of just simple things to help us in our devotional practices and life together. So we're going to very briefly just walk through the small group plan and the care plan, just because that's a live thing to know about in terms of sending emails. And those new groups are getting started, and then we'll do some Sunday conversation time, and then we'll end with our foot washing reflection. So on page 2 here, small group plan. He does this great laugh thing. It's like a Mario. Yeah. It's good. It's a good time. Sean, would you just read that top paragraph for us? Which is fine.
Page 2. Yeah.
There are all kinds of faithful ways to do small group. Here at Restoration, we talk about small group ministry as life rafts for fellow pilgrims and seekers rather than enclaves of besties. Now, you may end up having bestie relationships, certainly depth, vulnerability, and care. But these kind of affinity groups are not the goal of this ministry. The aim of small group is to offer encouragement and faith and care of life to any and all who participate. Each group will be different, and each season will have its unique joys and challenges.
So that's, you know, teachers and leaders can overplay their like little catchphrases things, but I've found it a helpful meditation in terms of just an overall, to use a phrase the kids use these days, vibe check, in terms of like what our small groups are. And so the vibe is like, this is a life raft, and we want to be a place of welcome and care wherever people are at and whatever is going on. And so there's, that's my kind of more quirky way to compare that to enclaves of besties. Again, not trying to discourage depth and personal relationships and vulnerability and care. It's trying to set the vision for the time itself in terms of if you're visiting it like, you know, the middle school lunchroom, it's like making sure there's a seat for somebody walking by to sit and enjoy the conversation together. So that's the kind of emotional sense of it, that's inviting, welcoming space. So there isn't anything new. I'm not going to rehash all the things that we've talked about in terms of small groups already, but those basic features of encouragement in life, encouragement in faith, care of life, that we'll be doing together over the next weeks as this group. And then the basic flow, which isn't anything new in terms of what we've previously had on the docket for a small group gathering. If you flip over to the next page in terms of page 3, again, we're still having small groups serve as lay Eucharistic ministers. And so coordinators will be communicating on that for Sundays. And then the schedule, kind of similar to the liturgy. So I'm always a fan of having a plan and being able to call audibles as needed. So don't feel and don't hold myself or Ann or anyone else that might be leading something. It might not look like this, and that's all good. And so the idea behind the schedule of these texts and the themes of each evening are one of the goals, as Ann and I were talking, in terms of what we want this training group to be about. Obviously, we want people to know how to like function in their roles as leaders, as coordinators. There's kind of the very practical stuff. We want our leaders to be guides, to be able to guide an evening and to guide a liturgy time with folks. But as in all leadership development, we always want to be remembering our character, like the kind of people that we are. That is always most important. And I know we always need reminding on, yeah, what does it look like to bear fruit in the Spirit? What does it look like to care for one another? And so the themes of our meditations for each week are loosely based on the Caring for One Another book here that is familiar for most of you because we used it as the basis for some of the training last year. And we're going to just take a chapter a week or a lesson a week. You can read it in like 2 minutes. So it's like a blog post, basically. And it would be great just to do that heading into the time. So next week, read lesson one. Again, we might be calling some audibles. We might not actually use the material, but it's still good in terms of just preparing your heart, ongoing learning in terms of just caring for one another, basic relationships. That'll be kind of some of the prompts of some of our table conversations or the texts we're meditating on. Most of you already have this book. If you do not, just take a copy with you tonight. If you want another copy, you can have another copy also. But that's kind of the very basic like vision and then flow for us in terms of how we're going to roll for the next couple weeks together. Excuse me. Any questions or anything I forgot of anybody that has talked to me about small group things? Cool. Yeah, we found this. I have some graphic designer friends who use this printing company. So this is our first trial of using them. They do like pretty nice work for a nice, cheaper penny cost. So if you're looking for a printing, Smart Press ad right here. What I'm going to let us do now for 1 minute is embrace the spirit of the age and pull out our phones and scan the Church Center app on the back of the booklet.
What if we already have it installed?
Then it'll pull it up. You know, when you do it, it'll be an exercise of... Okay, any questions in terms of the plan before I talk about care or... What's that? Our care support plan. Anything? Marianne.
Well, it was an observation.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, please. Use the chat. Text it. Please. I like it. Yes. I'm not going to look at it, so someone's got to tell me what they are. Yeah, it's not officially submitted unless it's in the chat.
Naomi and Cindy are getting all this too.
Yeah.
This is old school. Face-to-face communication.
Yes.
I got the impression, and I don't pay close attention necessarily to everything. So I would that small groups this fall were just going to be hangout and food and no actual like content. That's what I thought the whole semester was
going to
be.
Great segue to... Let me get back to that.
There's been an agenda change, I noticed.
Oh, no. No. No, this is our plan. This is us. This is the leader group.
This isn't the Sunday plan.
Yeah. Yeah, this is for Wednesday nights.
Great clarification.
Yes, great clarification. This booklet is a Wednesday night booklet. Yes. Yes. Very important.
She would have understood that if it had been on the church app.
Oh, yes. Well done. Love it. No.
Note to self.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get back to Sunday things, though. So this is all for Wednesday evening's leader group for the next subsequent 8 weeks after this. Yes, for sure. Okay, so care support, just on page... 6 here. This is the kind of simple process that took us like a year to come up with in terms of, hey, what do we do when someone has a need? And so this explains, this is what you do in terms of how the care mechanism of our small groups. And in many ways, it's very simple. It's like if you're talking to someone in your small group and they've got something going on, you say, hey, could we help you move your stuff? You're moving on Friday. Yes, please. Oh, okay. Well, could we send an email out on our, you know, care email list and people can choose to come and help you? Yeah, that would be great. So then either that person or you can reach out to the coordinator gets the care support list from Ann, or they might already have it if they're the coordinator. All the coordinators have the care support list, and they can just send it a blast on a... We're having them send it on blind carbon copy, which is important, I guess. Everyone will probably have it eventually, but blind carbon copy, send out to everybody, and with all the information for that. Hey, come help Susie move on that week. I'm sure there are good things happening behind in the digital world, which is good.
That was for you, Ann.
Which is good.
This is why they take up phones in classrooms.
No, exactly. 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 Yes. Yes. So I will say a little bit of the plug of using the Church Center chat is there can be fun banter on it, and that's a good time. It has its place in terms of how it can be used. So, like during class, nah.
Now, having said that, one of the things that was so important was for this time to model what our small groups look like. So when there are distractions, there are interruptions, there are people that aren't coming into the room or that are sending each other text messages. Yeah, so this is
yeah,
this
exactly, is good. Exactly.
Good stimulation.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to have different simulations, which will be fun. You wait. Week three, you guys look out. Week three. Woo. I'm just making that up. Okay. Sunday. So we are starting this coming Sunday. A little bit of shifting gears here, but I think it's helpful for us to touch base in terms of our different groups. We have our first Sunday meal together. I believe all of that has been communicated to folks. We have four new households that are going to land in different small groups. So a heads up on that. Possibly five.
Start another group?
We could do
that.
Yeah, so that's great. Very fun. Maybe we talk at the end about that. I don't want to get... You and I and roping other people.
No wagering. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about this another time and okay. Just surprise everybody.
That's true. Okay, great. Surprises. Stay on the chat, peeps. Well, you don't know what you'll miss. You don't know what you'll miss.
Talk to us about it in front of us.
So anyway, but a heads up that there will be some new people added to probably at least two of the groups. So in terms of
work. We can't take anymore.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's that. So this Sunday is a great time to do things like, hey, make sure everyone introduces themselves. I know these are like very obvious things, but just make sure we're kind of on the same page because most groups will have new people in them. And so give opportunity just to share who they are, maybe some kind of icebreaker if you really want some help thinking of icebreakers, you can reach out to me. Happy to throw out some youth ministry things along those lines. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, people. No. What I'll say about these Sunday groups is we're not trying to, like, not do things, if that makes sense. So, like, if your group is, if you've kind of, whether this week or subsequent weeks, if it makes sense to say, hey, like, let's take time, like, pick somebody and pray for each other, like, at the end of the evening. Like, don't, like, not do that, right? So, if that makes sense. So, it is a food and fellowship is, like, the overall, like, hey, make sure you're eating together. It's after a service, so we've already kind of done one event together, and now we're doing this meal together. If you're kind of reading the room and reading the group, and it's like, yeah, this group would really love to just, like, pray for each other, do that. Great. Praise God. So don't, like, withhold, like, spiritual practices or something like that. Like, don't anti-do that. No, we're only eating food here. For this upcoming week, make sure everyone knows each other. Maybe play a game. Again, read the room, whatever your leadership team wants to do together. I've thrown out there this sort of this $150 voucher, which maybe you're like, I have no idea what that's for. If you want to like get a gift for everybody, buy pom-poms, nice pom-poms for everybody, moleskin journals. If you want to do something like food-wise, that's fun. You want to give people prayer books, like some kind of opportunity to celebrate. Hey, we're together. We're gathering together this week. So just to kind of stir that up. I don't know if anybody has had any like great things percolating that they'd want to share in terms of like ideas for this Sunday. If anybody's talked about it within their leadership team, what their plan is. Does anybody want help on that or questions on that?
So we're doing an ice cream social because that guy came up with the idea.
Somebody likes desserts.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
After dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A little
icebreaker.
Ice cream breaker.
Ice cream breaker.
We're wearing Harry Potter
themes.
Butterbeer.
Mmm. I mean, not alcoholic butterbeer.
Yeah. We don't have. No, we have that. We want to bless the group, and so they just get to come. They don't have to bring anything.
Oh, really?
We're gonna have giant.
Nice.
Really? We're just gonna have giant charcuterie.
Yeah. Ooh.
So that's where a lot of that money's gonna go.
Yeah. Great.
Sausage and cheese.
Wine. Yeah. Great.
But we kind of, because we'll have some people that aren't going to be there.
Yep.
So yes. I don't want to ration the money.
Really expensive.
Steven's just getting whiskey for his small group.
The entire small group.
We're also having people bring something or wear something that says something about them to kind of. That was also Crawford's idea.
To Crawford! Maybe each week we'll give like a like Dig Deep Leader Award.
Yeah,
Crawford! This week gets a Dig Deep Leader Award.
To be the center of attention.
Awesome. The magic's coming out.
That's good.
He always tells me, don't come out of the gate too strong. And look what you did.
He had a PowerPoint of their small group for this sharing of his story.
Nice.
Not joking.
It can't be outdone.
What did you play it on?
Oh, it was handheld. Yeah.
He printed it.
Yeah.
And he held up the pages.
OG PowerPoint.
With the lines on the side?
No, it's just a
full sheet.
GTA grads really have not come in the 21st century.
That's so good. That's amazing. Excellent. Well, if you have more ideas and you want to share them, feel free to reach out to other groups. Be like, hey, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. That's kind of part of the goal of having a leadership team is that we're sharing the things that have gone well or we've enjoyed together. Yeah, reach out with any questions as we get rolling with that. Anything, Anne, you would add?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, we are going to use the rest of our time here for our reflection and feet washing. What I'm going to do